Hello, Bernie.
Hi.
Sort of silly to say since you've been here for a few days. This is Bernie, my boyfriend since 4 years. All the while that we've been dating, we've been traveling quite a lot. And you're the one who's been most into like booking hotels. And you're also the one who discovered design hotels among the two of us. Of your life, how many hotels have you been staying in?
Well, not hundreds, but certainly dozens. And design hotels was something a colleague of mine showed me. He's also interested in staying at nice places. So he once just said, yeah, check this out and maybe you'll like it. And ever since, we've used it every once in a while.
And when was that?
And that was 3.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And why do you like design hotels?
Well, the selection of hotels has appealed to me from the beginning. They offer hotels which are a bit different in some way. It's probably not a site which is used by people who travel business. So yeah, it's mainly the selection of hotels which is funky. That is probably the main reason.
I guess you could find the same ones on hotels.com, dog.
Absolutely. So if you compare, then usually you find them on booking.com. The rates are usually, if not identical, then very similar.
When was your last booking session, so to speak, on the site?
The last booking was a month ago.
And where are we going?
We're going to Vienna in 2 weeks. To a hotel at which we've stayed many times already. And then in May, we're going to Stockholm to a hotel at which we've also already stayed last year.
Yes, the Nobis Group.
Exactly, Miss Clara.
And in Vienna, we're staying at 25 Hours, which has the most fabulous breakfast buffet.
The breakfast is amazing.
The best one I've ever experienced. I might even get up early enough to go to.
Just for the breakfast.
Maybe. We're long sleepers, I guess. So how have you been in contact with design hotels? Which channels have you used?
Also, as I said, the first one was just booking via their website. I also received their newsletter. I've been in contact via email once with them when they redesigned their website because I had some problems with a login, first of all, and then with a credit card payment.
And how do you feel that the design hotels reacted to your email?
They reacted professionally. Although I think they were quite overwhelmed with the task of getting the launch or the relaunch of the website working.
We'll get back to that.
Yeah.
And then I gave you the book.
And the book, of course, yeah. So that is one thing that is also particular with design hotels. They are very conscious about the people behind them and what their stories are, or is even one of the categories on the website is called stories, and these stories are also being compiled into books to present the hotels and the people who are behind them.
So you said that you had been in contact via email when you had some problems. So tell us again, when did these problems start?
Well, it was after they had redesigned their website. They had launched it and I couldn't log into my account anymore. So I wanted to book a hotel and it didn't work. So I emailed them and it took some time until they replied. They did reply and eventually the login worked. But for that booking, I couldn't actually use the website. So in my opinion, the launch was too early.
What was your experience of the site before this relaunch in the beginning of 2014?
It worked smoothly for me, so I had before I didn't perceive any problems of that magnitude.
So which were the specific problems that you experienced after this launch?
So apart from the login problem, there was also a problem with the credit card payment. For example, my name has on my credit card has a dot. Well, usually when you do online credit card payment, you have to put in the name as it appears on the card. And in my case, when I did that, the payment didn't work. There were some other things more connected to the presentation of the information on the new website, which was strange to me.
Okay, and which still exists?
Some of them still exist. Some of them have been remedied.
Mm. So when you found these problems, what did you choose to do?
Actually, once the login problem was solved and I knew how I had to put in my name to be able to pay with my credit card, the other things I didn't contact them anymore about.
But you actually then made some effort actually to continue using the service.
Exactly. You're
sort of a fanboy.
I'm a bit of a fan, so I could have. I think other people would have been annoyed enough not to use it anymore. Yeah, that's true.
So, there are some issues still with the site.
There are a few things. One thing which I never really figured out was the whole deals section. So
when sounds you start, simple enough.
Sounds simple enough, yeah. Is a bit more complicated from my point of view. Like when you start on the main site, type in your destination, there is like a pull down menu or pop up menu that starts showing you hotels, and then there's also one section that says deals, but they are actually not linked to the destination you've just typed in, so there you get an overview of the general deals or rates, more or less. So
you type in Prague,
and then it shows there is a section which pops up, which is deals, but it's not necessarily deals for Prague.
Okay.
And then when you actually have already chosen a hotel and your travel dates, you get a list of different rooms, available rooms. And for each room, the available rates are shown. But then there is an extra button for deals. And then you get to a site which shows deals, but there is no connection anymore to the rooms. Or there's actually a button then next to each deal saying few, which doesn't do anything. So I've never figured out really what the deals are. So especially if I've already chosen which hotel I'm going to stay at, I just want to see the rates for the rooms and the rates. And I don't understand why there should be an extra section with deals. I want to see that already then. So yeah, the whole deals section is something which is not really logical for me. There is some small things, like when you then progress to the actual booking step, when before you type in your personal data, there is a sign in or a login option for your account, but I had to really search for it. It's very small and hidden, especially in a big computer screen. So that could be made a bit more prominent. There's also things like connected to my Miles and More number, which I typed into my account like years ago. I don't see it anymore. It is there somehow because I keep receiving mile awards for my bookings, but I don't see it. It has vanished.
If you could tell the CEO of Design Hotels to do anything, small or big, do you have any suggestions?
Well, one thing which became apparent when looking at the new website for the first time is that they obviously had put a lot of effort in the graphic design, but less into the actual technicality and into the usability of the site. So that is a very general remark. but that was my impression, that the graphic design was a priority over the technical aspects and the usability. And they should catch up on that.
Thank you so much, Bernie.
It was a pleasure.